Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, April 1st, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. Leading off today, a new rumor claims that Apple has developed a new finish for the titanium frame of the iPhone 16 Pro coming later this year. The rumor says that the brushed look of the iPhone 15 Pro will be replaced by a more polished material. As a refresher, Apple long used stainless steel frames for its iPhone, which was polished to a high-gloss finish, making it both shiny but also susceptible to fingerprints and other damage. With the iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max, Apple switched to a titanium frame with a brushed finish, which made the phones lighter, more fingerprint-resistant, and more durable. This week's rumor says that the iPhone 16 may return to a glossier finish, but will still be made out of titanium. The rumor says, quote, unlike the iPhone 15 Pro, the iPhone 16 Pro models are said to have a method of improved titanium processing and color processing, so there is a possibility that it will be changed to a more polished material, end quote. Whether or not this change actually comes to fruition remains to be seen. The titanium design of the iPhone 15 Pro has been widely popular and widely praised, but there are some people who preferred the shiny look of the stainless steel finish on previous iPhone models, so it's possible Apple is looking for another option to address those concerns. In other news today, AT&T is resetting customer account passcodes after acknowledging a 2019 data leak. This data leak included customer records affecting 70 million current and former AT&T users, and this marks the first time that AT&T has acknowledged that the leaked data belongs to its customers. The data in question includes customer names, home addresses, phone numbers, dates of birth, and social security numbers. The leak also includes customer account passcodes, which are said to be in an encrypted format but very easy to decipher. AT&T account passcodes are four-digit numbers that are used as an additional layer of security when accessing a customer's account, such as at an AT&T retail store or on the phone. The information belongs to 7.6 million current AT&T users and 65.4 million former AT&T users. The company says that it has taken precautionary measures to reset all customer account passcodes. The carrier says that it has launched a robust investigation supported by internal and external cybersecurity experts, and based on a preliminary analysis, the data set appears to be from 2019 or earlier, again impacting over 73 million AT&T customers. You can hit the link in the show notes for more details about this data leak from AT&T. The company has set up a dedicated webpage on which it has more information on how customers can keep their account secure. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. With Capital One Shopping, you can shop online and save in seconds. Capital One Shopping users saved over $800 million in the past year and over $2 billion in total. With an easy Safari extension that can be installed with a single click, Capital One Shopping applies the best available discount code across over 100,000 retailer websites. Start saving today and add the Safari extension or Chrome extension to your browser with a single click at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Capital One Shopping for supporting 9to5 Mac daily. Rounding out today, we've talked a lot about the new iPad Pro and iPad Air, but what about the iPad Mini? Rumors suggest an update could come later this year with a few notable improvements. The next generation iPad Mini will reportedly have an improved display to help resolve jelly scrolling problems. Jelly scrolling is when half of a device's display refreshes noticeably slower than the other half, resulting in a sort of wobble effect as you scroll up and down a page, hence the jelly scrolling name. In fact, Apple is currently facing a class action lawsuit that alleges the jelly scrolling display issue makes the iPad Mini 6 unusable. According to a rumor, Apple has changed the direction of the iPad Mini's screen assembling to help reduce the effects of the jelly scrolling design flaw. This, however, is the only change we expect to see with the iPad Mini 7th generation display, because it will still be limited to 60Hz refresh rate and use LCD screen technology. The next generation iPad Mini will also feature faster performance. The current iPad Mini is powered by the A15 Bionic chip, while a reliable source now says the next generation model will be powered by the A16 Bionic chip. This isn't a dramatic upgrade, and performance will still lag behind the A17 and A18 chips used in the most recent iPhone models, but still users can expect a modest boost in both CPU and GPU performance, with benchmarking showing the A16 is around 10% faster in most tasks compared to the A15. Other components in the iPad Mini 7 are also expected to be updated, including support for Wi-Fi 6E and Bluetooth 5.3. A couple of other small changes, the iPad Mini 7 is rumored to be available in new colors. For context, the current iPad Mini comes in purple, starlight, pink, and space gray. There are also rumors that the iPad Mini 7 will feature an upgraded camera, but no specific details on those upgrades are available. The current iPad Mini 6 was introduced in September of 2021, and the new iPad Mini 7, according to Bloomberg and Ming-Chi Kuo, is expected to be released later this year, potentially alongside the iPhone 16 in September. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Find an ad-free version of the show with bonus content at 9to5mac.com/join. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. And follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.